Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Fan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Lovely ladies up there. Also, post an old school photo somebody sent me from chicks at the beach. Looks like the 40s maybe with their butts hanging out.
Oh, a little nostalgia.
Nice. Yeah, looks like an old school. Yeah. Like the 40s, I think. It's black and white.
I follow a Twitter account that's always posted up like hot pictures of like Raquel Welch and just like on the set and like history pictures. You have to see like some World War II stuff, but a lot of times it's just like, you know, pictures of Marilyn Monroe you haven't seen.
Pinup girls.
Dead guys on the beach and Raquel Welch. Okay, got it. All right.
Well, who was the poster in Shawshank? There were a couple of them.
It was
Raquel Welch.
He ended up with a Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Raquel Welch was the 60s. It was Marilyn Monroe was second one. The first one was don't tell me first. I know it. It's on tip my tongue, puss.
There were several.
I said tongue, puss. There were three altogether.
Yep, and I got them right here.
Yeah, and it was Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch was one of them.
Yeah, she was last.
And Marilyn Monroe was one of them.
And she was before that.
She was the second one.
Right
the first
before that
one.
Was somebody,
the oldest one.
A brunette.
Betty Page?
No.
Nope.
Brunette, a famous movie star from the 40s. Help me out.
Rita Hayworth.
That's it.
Okay.
Yep. Shawshank.
It was on this date in 1911. You might remember where you were.
I feel like I'm in prison now with my refrigerator and my Netflix in my yard. I'm in prison.
My beer.
I'm in my beer.
My vodka.
I'm in prison now.
I'm going to the store every
remember,
now and then.
Remember, orders are not laws. Know your rights. I saw that this morning.
You get yelled at for
what?
Staring everything at the fridge? Having the fridge open too long?
I have a weird habit of leaving it open when I walk away. And I don't know why.
That is weird.
And I don't know why I do it. And I know I do it, and she yells at me all the time.
How do you do that?
I don't know, Craig.
That's warranted.
I think I kind of do it because here's why I know what I do. I'll get stuff out, but I know the fridge is not going to be open that long because I'm grabbing it, and I'm going to, like, I'm taking something out of something.
Right. The door right just closes.
No, well, it doesn't just close. It stays kind of open, so I don't close it. So I grab something and I take some lunch meat out and I know, so I leave it open. So I know I'm just going to stick it right back in. So I stick it back in and I just walk away. I don't know why.
That's hot.
It's just dumb as hell.
That's
man.
Hot.
Wow.
Got what I need.
It's just dumb.
Done here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. So the OCD does not click in for the fridge.
Don't know why.
No, it clicks in for the garage door, but not the fridge door.
Garage door and the stove.
There's nothing hazardous about leaving the fridge open. As opposed to, say, leaving the gas on.
Yeah,
the
stove. It's a good point, Todd.
Yeah, that's true.
The fridge is open. Nobody's going to die.
Did you hear about
he
Todd?
He could lose all that food.
He left the fridge open, and the milk got warm. Yeah.
And he drank it.
There was,
he's
was
dead now.
Another dollar or two on the bill this month.
What I hate is looking in the fridge. We all do this now, and you look for something that's a snack, but there's not really anything there that's a snack in there. So that ends up being a piece of cheese. That's your snack, you know?
Yes.
I bitch because we don't have snacks, but I know why we don't have them.
Because you'd eat them.
Yes. I mean, hardcore snacks.
Yeah.
Full bags of barbecue potato chips. I always look, when I'm making a sandwich, I want a chip, and we don't buy them. Why don't we buy them? Because I know why we don't buy them.
Have a piece of cheese.
Right.
That's a snack.
But it's not what you're looking for.
But it's still a snack.
Yeah.
See, my problem is I'll be looking, like, if I want the sweet snack,
Yes.
We only have salty.
Yep.
Or vice versa.
Right.
It's never...
Once again, we're in prison. We're in prison. we have prison.
Just like Andy
Dufresne. I want to get out. I want to break free and just go drink at a bar.
I snack like a fifth grader.
Do you?
Well, we've got like, you know, fruit by the foot and fruit snacks. And everything. Yeah. I like those.
I know. Ryder loves Lunchables, and Becky buys some extra. I'm going to eat a Lunchable.
Yeah.
Goldfish. You hitting the goldfish, Nick?
Yeah. Cheez-Its. Yeah. I don't do the, well, some of those puffs. My daughter still, you know, those little puff things when a kid can, when a baby can first start to eat. My daughter will still like ask for those at the store sometimes. I don't eat those, but
those things turn to glue in your mouth. They're really weird.
Yeah, they taste okay for a second, then they're just mush.
It was on this date in 1911, you might remember where you were when Cesar Sella became the first person convicted of a crime through the use of fingerprints.
But she was bitching.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I was watching one of those 48 hours. It was only an hour, which is fine. The two-hour ones, they just drag out forever. Just too crazy. But there was one, there was a kid that murdered some girl he was banging in his condo in Milwaukee. And I don't know why you would commit any crime nowadays. There was cameras all over his hotel. There was spotting of how he drove out an hour away towards Madison, Wisconsin, to drop off a body. I mean, everywhere he went, some technological place found him.
Yeah.
But he still tried to go through the whole bit. And the only reason they couldn't arrest him right away because they didn't know they didn't have a body. And they finally eventually found the body. But they found out, the cameras here, cameras there, cameras in the condo. As soon as he walked out the door, there's a condo. There's by his garage, there's a camera. They found him in Madison because there was a camera. He stopped to get gas. Everywhere, he was just... You can't... I don't know why people do it.
And the phones will ping, too. They can find out pretty much exactly where you've been.
And they know he turned her phone off at one point, and they knew exactly when he turned her phone off because it pinged when it turned her off.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like people aren't thinking when they murder somebody.
I know.
You know?
But in the old days, even after fingerprints, people still got away with stuff.
Yeah, I'm amazed people get away with stuff these days.
My favorite part about crime from the old days, speaking of the 40s and the 30s and the 20s, when they had cars, if you could rob a bank and hop in your car, and if you got out of town...
You were probably good.
You're gone forever.
John Dillinger stayed free for 8 years. I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. Somewhere with that. He just stayed free, and he was just in Wichita or Chicago. He was just anywhere in his car in a house.
Get across the state line, you're good.
Well, and also, they couldn't call ahead, and they couldn't put a helicopter out there.
Right.
So once you got away from the cops, two or three turns, all right, we're safe.
Yeah,
Bonnie and Clyde, perfect example. They stayed free forever in the 30s.
All you got to do is stay on the run.
But now you can't. None of that exists.
There's no legendary bank robbers of today.
No.
Because they don't get away with it very long.
And if they do, they got armor and they walk out and they just start shooting everybody. You know, so they're really not, you know.
Right. The only legendary criminals now are guys who head up a cartel or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. The guys that are scamming us out of millions of dollars.
Yeah, those guys, the white collar
guys.
They're
not famous.
No.
We don't know their names.
No.
No, and apparently can get away with white collar crime if you know the right people.
Right. Or if you're in charge of the country.
That and
that
if you're
helps.
But even now, if you are in a different country, if you're a Nigerian prince and somebody gives you money, no one's coming after you.
No.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere. I was listening to a story about that. This Chris Watts, that dude who like murdered his whole family in Colorado. But
they have so much footage
of like the cop showing up to his house initially, and then he's actually standing right next to the cop when his neighbor comes over on his phone, and he's like, well, here's him pulling out of his driveway at 5 in the morning, and the guy's like, oh, okay. Like, he had no idea. Like, you're being filmed even on your own street. Everybody's got a camera in their doorway.
In their driveways, exactly.
Yeah, so many ways to trace you. The phone, the credit card, there's surveillance all over the place, DNA.
Right. And then... This guy had these douches. I realize we have the best system in the world, although it's flawed. But his defense lawyer is this guy. I mean, everything about the guy was guilty, and he obviously got convicted. But they talked to them in that 48-hour show. And I don't mind defense lawyers. I think they're good. We all need them someday.
But I don't like when they just make up a story. They just make it up. They go, well, it might have not been him. It might have been somebody else. She had sex with another guy a week before that.
But here's what could have happened.
Yeah, and but it did. No, and they just make it up. I just don't get it.
Well, that's all you have to do.
I know, but it
is a little bit of doubt.
But I just don't. How
just
do you, how do you live with yourself?
A reasonable doubt.
How do you live with yourself when you're making?
That's
it up?
Your job,
right? That's I couldn't live with myself, and I couldn't go to law school.
Yeah, there's that.
There's that. Oh, now we got into that.
You mean you couldn't
about?
Get accepted into law school,
or pass it,
or go? I don't think you could really go more than a day or two.
Right.
Yeah, but again,
in a row.
You're assuming he got accepted there. Right. I don't think that's happening.
Right.
The IRS is hiring 3,500 workers to take calls about stimulus payments. Many taxpayers have had problems getting through to someone. The most common question is, where the hell is my damn check?
My dad just got his in the mail the other day.
The IRS reports about 130 million people got their money. 20 million others are still waiting.
You know what he did with his?
Put it in the bank.
Hookers
up
and
his,
blow?
Up his nose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would.
Yeah.
No hookers, just blow?
Just blow. He's been the hooker. Really.
And the rest.
Yeah.
The rest he wasted.
Yeah, I
forgot. He's done the hookers. The hookers were free.
Yeah, Ed doesn't pay for
he
hookers.
He doesn't pay for hookers, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay for hookers.
No, that precedent's been set.
Yeah. Golden Tongue pleases hookers.
He just calls you. Mike, take care of this.
A little backed up over here.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban proposing a new plan to help jumpstart the American economy during the pandemic. Through multiple tweets, he said every household should get a $1,000 stimulus check every 2 weeks for the next 2 months.
That's what Canada's doing.
But it must be spent within 10 days.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
how do you
keep track
that?
Of that?
I'm fine with
well,
that.
Well, don't bother me with the details. Don't bother me with proving it and whatnot. This is just a thought he's got.
Okay.
Can't you just pay your bills with it? I mean, that's spending it.
Yeah, they say, I guess
well,
they
yeah,
anyway
yeah.
spend it.
Spend yeah,
it, right?
You pay your bills, you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, you go buy a couch.
Yeah, you just can't put it in a savings account and just let it sit there.
I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah, he estimates the plan would cost about $500 billion, but would be a more effective option than the federal relief under the CARES Act. He said that the Paycheck Protection Program that was created to give forgivable loans to small businesses was a great plan, but it was not executed properly. But that's part of what he's thinking.
All right.
Just one of the many ideas that are out there.
What did you do with all
it
your
makes
money?
Sense.
What did you do with all the money I think I asked you for?
You know, it's
bills,
bills
right,
and
yeah.
groceries.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Bills.
Yeah, because I'm not doing, there's no shows.
Yeah, you're right.
I wasn't making a ton of money doing shows.
Right, but you still have there's but, extra cash coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beer
that's
money, if
missed.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people now making more money?
Your money, Push. You got you and your wife
yes,
and your
yeah,
daughter got money.
I'm just hearing this from, you know, usually one side. Are there people making more money now, unemployed, than they were when they went to their job?
There are some people who
very,
are
lower paid people.
Yeah, the lower paid.
Yeah, they might
because
be
of
a
the
little bit
extra
more.
That
if there, it's
threw
a couple
in.
Hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the extra that they threw in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the argument I hear there is what's incentivizing these people to go back to work?
Safe.
Well, let's wait till there's jobs.
Right.
And then we'll have this try.
Yeah.
and then right. let's wait till there's jobs and then we'll quit paying them the extra. See, what they're doing is there's some extra that's thrown on right now.
Right.
Right.
They're going to quit throwing on the extra and then we'll be back to normal. Let it go. Things will come back around.
Yeah, it's not going to last forever.
It's not going to last. I mean, this extra payment here and there and blah, blah, it's not going to last forever.
And if they had a job to go back to, they wouldn't be getting unemployment.
Right, yeah. But they are. Yeah. But the argument on the other side is they're saying, look, why go back to work if you're getting paid more to not?
Well, unemployment doesn't go forever.
It doesn't go forever, and this extra money that they're throwing at it doesn't stay forever either.
There is a limit to that.
Yeah.
The last...
I've taken a few unemployment checks back in the day, and I was making nearly as much as I was making working, but I wanted to get back to work.
Yeah.
And I think most people are of that mindset.
Well, because, like you said, unemployment does end.
Yeah, you can't just be on unemployment forever.
Not everybody is a freeloader.
The Last Dance, the Bulls docuseries, the most watched documentary content ever on ESPN.
It would have done well without the pandemic, but the pandemic drove it up huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
10-part series finished strong Sunday night. Episodes 9 and 10 averaged 5.6 million viewers across ESPN and ESPN2.
That race had more ratings than they've had at all in NASCAR the last whole year. Even before the pandemic, they were racing to crowds.
Oh, that makes sense.
Had more TV ratings.
Right.
Because it was first live event.
People were itching for live sports.
Turn it on. If you don't like racing, turn it on.
Well, you see, I think it's tomorrow night. They're re-showing Game 6 from the 98 Finals.
Yeah.
Which is, they said it's the most watched single NBA game in history.
Okay.
And they're going to go ahead and replay it in its entirety on ESPN tomorrow night.
The original airings of all 10 episodes of The Last Dance averaged 5.6 million viewers, surpassing 2012's You Don't Know Bo as ESPN's most watched documentary content ever.
Are they going to re-air those in order?
Probably.
They have been.
Yeah.
I just need to look at it. Yeah, I recorded like the first one, and then I forgot the rest of them. And
you got to watch it in order, obviously.
I think every Sunday, they'd been replaying the back episodes leading up to the new episodes.
Yeah, I lost the first one on my DVR, so I had to go to the on-demand section. And unfortunately, it was the bleeped version, the one they put on ESPN2.
Yeah.
But then I've watched two or three bleeped versions. It doesn't bother you.
Yeah, but I like
I've heard that. I can hear F-bombs before.
Swearing Jordan is great, though.
Second episode, Pippen and Jordan both drop a few F-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's great.
That was refreshing to hear.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Researchers from Edith Cowan University in Australia say that online symptom checkers, like your WebMD.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Todd.
Stay off of it.
Rarely
My daughter does it all the
provide
time.
The correct diagnosis on the first try. Rarely. The study looked at 36 international symptom checkers found on mobile devices in the internet. Researchers say the first result was the correct diagnosis 36% of the time.
Well, you got to have some working knowledge, because most of the time I'm right.
The correct medical problem was found in the top three results, only 52% of the searches.
It's not even in the top three.
Information about when to see a doctor and where to go was right about half the time. But the trouble is, there's about 70,000 health-related searches on Google every minute.
Dr. Mina says don't,
so
check,
if you get
don't look
half
at WebMD.
Of those wrong,
right.
That's about 35 grand wrong every minute.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's a lot.
Real doctors are really sick of Dr. Google.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Doc Mina tells us that. You got an eye twitch. That's ALS, by the way.
Oh, no.
It is.
Researchers say
but it's not also.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's always what it is. It's either like, oh, you could have, like, you know, eaten something that's bothering you, or you're going to be dead.
That's
within,
it.
Like,
it's never,
3 months.
It's all, right. My daughter gets on that WebMD all the time. I said, honey, don't do that.
Researchers say these sites should not be a replacement for your doctor, but they can give you helpful advice once you get a real diagnosis from a professional.
Yeah.
After you get that, then they can be more helpful. Yeah. But get the diagnosis from somebody looking at you.
Is this a wart?
Or are you just glad to see me?
I'm not falling for that
Why
again.
Why get that diagnosis from you guys first? Then I call a doctor.
No, all of your warts are below the belt. It's weird. Never one on the back.
You'll be happy to know I haven't used that in probably a couple of months.
Good.
And when I did use it.
Because you were freaking.
I got the correct diagnosis.
Yeah.
because I went a little hard at the driving range and I had some pain like in my ribs.
Yep.
And
it was cancer, right?
WebMD said you might have strained an intercostal muscle.
All right.
And it might take 6 or 8 weeks to go away. And they were right.
So you never got checked.
So that was the 36% of the time they got it right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with who's on the other end of the diagnosing.
How about that?
I knew.
Yeah. How about that headache brain tumor work out for you?
I didn't have one of those.
Thank you.
I had a pain in the ribs like that once, and I ended up going to the doctor. But as I was waiting for the appointment, there was a dude I was working with at the time. He's like, oh, man, that happened to my neighbor. And within a week, he's just out. Never saw him again. Dead. Dropped dead. I'm like, don't tell me that.
And you had an appointment set, but it wasn't like that.
Like later that afternoon. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm just going to be worried about this.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, I get that checked. Oh,
let's just say, hope it's okay.
The Debbie Downers.
I need to know about your dead neighbor.
Debbie Downers show up. You're right. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're probably going to die.
Yeah. Out. Never saw him again.
Right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Somebody else is mowing his lawn now.
That sounds like something we would say right
I know.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're probably going to die, Nick. Yeah. That's fatal.
Well, you can't go immediately to the doom and gloom diagnosis.
Well, people do.
No,
that,
that's all going in my head.
Well,
I just didn't need it reinforced by that.
It goes to your head.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't.
That's what you do.
That's what you do, though.
Yeah, it's the worst case. Oh, my goodness, this could happen to me. Oh, it's a hangnail.
Yeah, I thought I had ball cancer once because my ball just hurt. And I could get that checked out quicker than anything.
Right.
So I'm to make sure that's working.
Turns out I got kicked.
I don't remember what it was. It was like an inflammation of something. But then once I got the diagnosis, my wife looked it up, and turns out that like it could also be like a form of STD. So she thought I had like an STD. Where'd you get that? Like,
no,
they didn't say anything about it being an STD at the doctor.
She said, oh, please, ball cancer. Please, ball cancer.
Yeah. It's from a toilet seat.
What was her name?
Target will continue to its program to pay its employees more.
Yeah,
their $2 an hour pay raises are now going to go through the 4th of July at Target.
So they're going to buy new houses.
Yeah. So we'll see how.
But I did call them out yesterday, and somebody said Target expanded. They went a month longer or something.
Yeah, but others are not.
Right. You're not a hero anymore.
You are no longer a hero.
Because the virus is done. It's not. And you're still a hero.
SpaceX is gearing up for its first manned launch later this month. This is Elon Musk's company. They confirmed that a couple of NASA astronauts.
He
confirmed that a couple of NASA astronauts are going to be on board a Crew Dragon capsule for the May 27th mission.
Give your kid a name.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the state of California said they can't use it.
Yeah, it's not legally admissible.
It's like @ 128.
When Prince became a symbol.
Yeah.
No.
The artist formerly known as Elon Musk's kid.
What was that kid? What was that kid supposed to call himself anyway?
There was a way of pronouncing it. I did not look into it because I didn't care enough.
I didn't understand that one. I've seen the symbol before, like in scientific formulas, but I don't know how you pronounce it or even what it's called.
Deputies in Macon, Georgia, responded to reports of public intercourse at the Daybreak Day Resource Center. That is a homeless shelter where they reportedly found 55-year-old Kenny Whitehead on top of a woman.
That would be a public sexual intercourse.
What's wrong with having sex in front of a building?
Because we have public intercourse every day, just not of the sexual variety.
What's wrong with having sex with somebody outside a homeless shelter?
Officers realized the woman was dead after they ordered Whitehead to get dressed.
Oh, there's a twist I didn't see coming. Nice job, Craig.
I did.
Wow.
Craig and I planned that one.
I just thought it was two homeless
people. I wasn't going to do this, and I told him I wasn't going to do this story. And he says, no, do this story, and let me ask you this.
Here's how we'll do it. I thought it worked fine.
I did, too.
Well played, gentlemen. Well played.
Thank you. That's professionals right there.
We are professionals.
Don't go planning something again. It won't go that good.
We actually are professionals. Good job, Craig.
Nice job.
Yeah, dead for a while, too, right?
Yeah, she had been dead for a while.
Just Twitter Day could
You're
be
listening
worse.
To the Todd and Tyler.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Tyler Radio Empire.